to gather back around your wireless, people. Here comes the big second hour of Molloy.
The big second hour of Molloy. I'm going to say loads coming up, but there's not, basically. There's a guy who's naming a bar after me, the Mick Molloy Bar.
Amazing.
After my whinging on TV last week. We'll speak to him. But get out of the way. Before we get there, here he comes. The great man, Jim Jefferies, joins us now. How are you, Jim?
I'm good, Mick. I'm good. Still in quarantine. 3 more days left. Very exciting.
Have you got plans when you get out? Has the word bender been bandied around?
Oh, no. I'm institutionalised now. I don't know if I want to be in the outside world. You know what they do? They give you with your meal. They're very considerate here in the quarantine. Yeah. They give you your meal. And inside the meal, they put a sheet of paper with a Sudoku on it. Oh, yeah.
That sounds like hell.
That'll fill the day.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Australian government, for the Sudoku.
That's hilarious.
And another thing they do now is, as we're getting further into the quarantine, you get doctors ring you up. And I had a therapist ring me up, and he just went, I'm just checking on your mental health.
Right.
And he goes, how are you mentally? And I was like, oh, I had a complex relationship with my mother one time.
I love it. I hope you don't become a hermit or a recluse now, or like Howard Hughes, just wandering around your room, bottling your own urine, working on a spruce goose.
Oh, no, I've collected all my toenail clippings. My wife's been dead for days. No one knows.
Well, on that note, I've got something to run by you, Jim, because you said you're travelling well. But you sent something through to one of our producers here, Whitney, and she became aware immediately that it probably wasn't meant for her. I'd call it a backstage rider, but it's stuff you need in quarantine. And, of course, we know you're holed up currently with your pregnant wife. Yeah. And I've got a list of the things that you wanted sent to the room. I'm going to run through them and see if we can work out what was for you and what may be for a pregnant woman in quarantine. Are you good to go?
Good to go.
Glass bottles of water. It could be either.
My wife believes that plastic bottles of water are toxins and that she'll die if she drinks one.
Oh, all right. That's the pregnant woman. Paper plate.
But she only ordered enough of those for her to drink. She still has to drink out of the plastic.
Okay, paper plates. Why paper plates?
I just eat out of the container, but my wife, more civilized, she wanted paper plates.
Some disposable wooden utensils or plastic if you can't get wooden.
Okay, my wife cares for the environment. She got the wooden utensils. I'll tell you what they give you when you come into quarantine. You get some dishwasher detergent, and you each get one teaspoon, one regular spoon, one knife, one fork, and a bowl and a plate. That's all you get. And you're meant to wash them in the sink where you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And then so we asked for the disposable stuff, yeah? That was her asking for that. I would have been fine just using my hands.
Remember, Australians are sticklers for hygiene. Remember the old days when you came to this country on a 747? You used to get sprayed down. You used to get like a can of Glen 20 in your face. You got maced before you left the plane.
down the aisle.
What a warm welcome. Someone walking down the aisle, just going, here, squint. Bang. Sourdough and avocados. Oh, I'm sensing smashed avo for breakfast.
Yeah, no. We eat a lot of avocado. That was a communal one, the avocado. The sourdough's me.
I think this is not you. Lentil soup. Now, Jim.
Yeah, lentil soup was my wife's, and she had a particular brand of lentil soup. I don't remember what the
Amy's.
Amy's lentil
it's your
soup.
Quality.
And Amy's vegetable and barley soup.
Yeah, she ordered that before she ordered a microwave. So she must have been keen.
I love it. Oat milk.
Yeah, that's my wife. My wife is vegan, so she just drinks oat milk. Her review of the oat milk in Australia is it's not as good as American oat milk. The Australians haven't figured it out yet. She's very upset.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. Organic kimchi, the missus. Lindt dark chocolate, the missus. Organic carrots. Gee, jury's out, the missus. Okay. Foothill balm and foot loofah.
That's. I would like to defend my wife and say that's for me, but my feet are lovely and supple. She has horrendous feet, my wife, so that there for her.
Mouthwash, lip liner, sharpener.
Yeah, all me.
All you. Okay, now we're getting 1.5 kilograms of tiger prawns. Yes, Jim.
Okay, the last three things is she sent me a list, so everything's for her, and then I got the last three things.
Which include 2 cans of Solo and Passiona. And a box of 4 gay times. Live on the edge, Jim Jefferies. You know how to do it. Top shelf. Jim, can you hang about? We'll be back for more just after this.
Okay.
You're listening to Malloy right around Australia, and we lift the curtain and go behind the quarantine scene with the great Jim Jefferies, who's on the line now, who ordered two cans of Passione. Mm. You're a Passione fan. My estimation of you just keeps rising all the time. But
I wanted Passione, but the bloke brought Pastito with a little note that was like, I hope this is okay.
No!
It's okay, but it's not great. It's not Passione.
That is not allowed.
He had one job. Not to Pastito. Get a crazy man two cans of Passione in quarantine.
And then also I got Solo, and my wife, I tried to tell her, it's half carbonated. Find me another drink you can slam down that fast. She couldn't. We got four Golden Gay Times, but I didn't think that through. My wife's a vegan, so she wouldn't eat one. So I had to eat all of them in one sitting. I'm sitting here watching the TV, and they're advertising Golden Gay Time Cocoa Pops. And I'm like, I'm never leaving this country. That's a game changer.
It is indeed. Jim, the podcast's out. It's called I Don't Know About That with Jim Jefferies. I was giving it a listen. You're talking religion. It was fairly heavy, but this bit caught my attention.
Israel, I did the walk that Jesus meant to do with the cross on his back and up the hill. And I've seen it depicted in so many films. I did that walk. Not that hard. Now, I didn't have a cross on my back, but I had a backpack and it had a laptop in it. Like, wasn't nothing.
And you have emotional baggage.
And I had shoes on, of course. The way they depict it with this whole, like, oh, Jesus.
You reckon he was milking it a bit, Jim?
I reckon he was carrying on. I was bigging myself up. It was just an iPad in the backpack, but it was still pretty heavy.
Is it uphill? What happens? What's the terrain?
It's on the slightest hill. And there's lovely little shops on the way that will give you hummus and some of that. What's that stuff? The baklava? Baklava stores you could ever. There's other places that were selling crucifixes, little crucifixes on the way.
Right.
You should have stopped off and bought one of them.
He made a prayer. Crown of Thorns? Did you go with Crown of Thorns without Crown of Thorns?
I always think the Crown of Thorns is stupid because they always harp on about the Crown of Thorns. Carry on about the nails in the hands and the feet and the cross. The Crown of Thorns. Oh, what, you got a bit of a scratchy forehead. It would be a nice little thing to take your mind off stuff. I'd be praying for a crown of thorns.
I'd have mine on backwards, just quietly. Now, Jim, you're in Sydney. Do you have any intention of joining the Australian club? You seem to me, I had a look at these guys. They remind me a lot of you and the way they operate. Is that something of interest to you?
I don't know. I think I'm a bit too lefty to get into the club.
Sure.
I can't believe they didn't vote in to have women in the club. But what I really can't believe is, who are these women who want to go?
Not me.
Like, what woman's there going, I want to hang out with John Howard and Malcolm Turnbull. And also they go, oh, we don't want women there because we don't want to act differently. What are they doing in there? I'm fascinated. I don't agree with it. I think women should be allowed in there. But if there was a women's club where they all got together and they just, I don't know, they watched Real Housewives and they bitched about men, it's okay. I don't need to join.
Yep.
You know, I don't think we'd be fighting to get in there.
It's every Thursday night.
That's every Thursday night. Round at Rosie Walton's place. You may have noticed that Rosie's sitting in for Dave.
I do.
Today. It's Dave's 50th birthday. And some communique came out around the office that says, from the Death Star, from head office, basically if it's your birthday now, you can take the day off.
Really?
Yes. And I'm quite annoyed that he did. I find it as a personal affront.
Yeah.
And that he cares more about himself and his family than he does about this particular program.
What I know of Dave, what could he be doing with his birthdays? It's not like mates are going to take him out. You know, like, what's his big plan? He's trying to get to the Australian club. They put him in a wig.
He'll be home making a suit out of human skin if I know. Dangerous, Dave. Hang about, Jim. We're going to come back and talk more even about your secret gig.
Oh, yes.
For the House of M's, which our listeners are going bonkers for. We'll be back in 1 second. You're back on Malloy with Jim Jefferies. Jim, you holed up in quarantine. Have you been watching the swimming trials? Have you been keeping up with our aspirations in the pool?
I've been very disappointed with the inquiry into the swimming coaches.
Yeah.
These Generation Z who can't put up with a little bit of body shaming so they can win a gold medal. Like Australia, do we want gold medals or not? Because you're not going to get them through positive reinforcement. You're not going to get them through some bloke going, you'll swim better next time.
Here's what cracks me up about swim coaches. You know, when you see footage of elite athletes in the world swimming up and down the pool, beside them they're being yelled at by an old fat bloke who's walking along the pool going, faster, faster, you weak prick. You go, how does this happen? How can this be motivating? Surely you want to get out and just stab that guy right in the face.
Many years ago, I mentioned this once in one of my comedy specials, but many years ago, I'm talking about 13 years ago, I used to date this girl and she had just broken up from dating Michael Phelps for the last 2 years.
No.
She went from Michael Phelps to me. And I, look, funny can only take you so far. The chances of me shagging her as good as Michael Phelps has is pretty slim. A man whose whole job was being good at holding his breath and still being physically, right?
I remember when Michael Phelps got busted on the bong.
Yeah.
Remember he got bongs broken?
Girl, that was her bong. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Phelpsy, that's a tough gig, mate. That is, you're coming off Phelpsy.
Oh, no. She said, oh, he was as aerobic in the bed as he was in the pool.
Hmm.
And I'm like, what does that mean? I was as funny in bed as I was on stage.
I love it, Jim. Now, mate, I have to draw attention to when you come out of quarantine, of course. Yeah, tour is just about sold out. But I'm announcing right now, there's a secret gig, one for Triple M, a exclusive side gig. What do you know of it, Jim? Are you hearing this for the first time?
Oh, no, I know all about it. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you the venue or anything, but it's a small venue. It's only a couple of hundred people.
Yep.
It's a proper low-down, dirty gig, and I think you're going to be there, and there's some people that are going to win prize. I love how now the big prize is you get to go to Sydney, and then it's like, but beware, while you're up in Sydney, Melbourne could have another outbreak. You could be stuck there for weeks.
It's worth
it. Good luck, everyone.
I will take that punt. Make no mistake, I'm happy to hear that new gigs have been added. Rosie, have you got the dates?
Brisbane and Sydney shows on sale now. Head to frontiertouring.com/Jim Jeffries.
New ones?
Yeah, new ones.
Oh, juicy. Go on.
Brilliant.
Get the good tickets. Camp out overnight. Jim, always a pleasure to catch up with you, mate. And